Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Tuesday, the sixth day of December 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We've got Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com joining us coming up in the third hour. He's going to be joining us on the first Tuesday of every month, a regularly scheduled guest. And in the second hour, for part of the second hour, I've got Richard Stallman, founder of the Free Software Movement, the GNU Project, and the Free Software Foundation. Stallman is a political activist who recently caused a stir at the United Nations World Summit on the Information Society, at which he was a frequent speaker by openly protesting their use of radio frequency identification devices, technology, and wrapping his own identity badge in tinfoil and foiling their system and causing a security alert. So that's coming up in the next hour. And even if you're not into computers and software and Big Brother information, it all affects you muy grande in a big, big way. So that is coming up in the next hour. We'll also talk a lot about RFID and tracking systems and face scanning and biometrics. Richard Stallman is not a fan of any of that, and he's going to be joining us to go over it. Paul Watson found a little video clip, or properly put, one of our wonderful listeners found a video clip that no one was aware of that was hidden in plain view on one of these big archive sites. And it meshes with another clip that we've recently discovered, thanks to you, from USA Today TV on the day of 9/11. Yes, they even 4 years ago had their own little TV clips every day. And in, because I know people don't read anymore, so that's where everybody's going, but side issue, the reporter there talking to one of the little federal experts about bombs clearly in the building. So we have that clip that we aired a week or so ago, and I need to tell my folks to go ahead and find that clip again on the computer. And then we have this new clip, police found suspected bombs in WTC on 911, reports surfaced of truck parked in building. Now, clearly, a truck bomb didn't do that, folks, but this is the reports, and we're going to follow them, and we're going to track it, and we're going to cover it. Also, we now have, speaking of 9/11, final 911 report warns of danger ahead. If we don't give up all of our freedoms and accept a total police state, why Bush hasn't done enough to get rid of our freedoms, the 9/11 commission appointed by him says that we're all dead. Al-Qaeda will literally drink our blood. It's just, they're vampires, ladies and gentlemen. They're everywhere. They're hiding under every rock. And just we're all in total danger. So the men in nice black uniforms with black helmets who build lots of FEMA camps for us and that are tracking our every move but leaving the border wide open, they'll have to take control. A poll shows divide on question of torture. Very deceptive headline from the Washington Post. You read into it and two-thirds of those polled are against torture. Well, they try to promote it and legitimize it and say it's okay. Meanwhile, we begin to learn why we're finding out about the black hole torture camps overseas that we knew about years ago is because CIA officers are disgusted and going public. They're not all frothing criminals, but certain compartments are, and those are the compartments that are on top of the pyramidal compartmentalized power paradigm. CIA agents break ranks to disclose brutal black sites, or black holes of torture. And witness A tells of Saddam, a trial of electric shocks. But again, Saddam is bad because he tortures, but our government's good when it tortures. So we're going to go over some of this schizophrenia, this multiple personality by the American people. Also, Dean says U.S. won't win in Iraq. That's the plan, dummy. And witness tells of torture by Saddam's men. More on that. Venezuela, U.S.-backed opposition, blue oil pipeline. That's the headline. And just, folks, there is so much more coming up today. Believe me, you don't want to miss any of this transmission. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, check them out. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right. 8 minutes, 12 seconds into this first hour, second segment. We do have one of the leading experts on RFID, Big Brother Tracking. He's pushing free software paradigms that will not monopolize information, and will actually make the internet and computing itself more stable. Having really a single platform is very, very dangerous and lets the globalists control things. That's coming up in the next hour. Then we have Michael Rivero joining us in the third hour to talk about the war on terror, which is the war on freedom. 9/11, all the evidence of government complicity that's come out, what's happening right now with the war in Iraq, what's happening with the police state here domestically, the torture, all of it in the third hour with Michael Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It's not about left and right, ladies and gentlemen. It's about right and wrong. I get Democrats emailing me multiple times daily going, I thought you were a good liberal. You understood that the New World Order was an evil right-wing neocon system. Hey, liberals, you didn't know what a New World Order was a year ago. You didn't know what it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And so now that their paradigm has partially shifted, and now they see the global government, they're putting on the face of the world government the mask that they are comfortable with. No, let me inform you The New World Order controls both political parties in this country. It controls the Tories, that is the conservatives, and Labor, the so-called liberals. It is a staged event. So you have discovered the rabbit hole, but you haven't gone very deeply down it yet. And so before you start chastising me, please take some time out to research just how serious things are. Howard Dean isn't going to save you. You know, you're just now figuring out that Hillary isn't going to save you, that she's been staging things with the Republicans. And now that's finally being accepted by Democrats. But now it's time for you to learn just how deep it goes. Conservatives, it's the same thing. Conservatives are just now starting to have to realize that George Bush is not, quote, a conservative. Now, I don't want to start preaching. I got a lot of news to cover here in the next hour before our guest joins us, our first guest. We will have open phones with that guest as well, and open phones with the guest in the third hour. But first off, out of the gates, police found suspected bombs in WTC on 9/11. Reports surfaced of truck parked in building. We've got a new video clip today. The report you're watching, that you'll be hearing, was filed by an MSNBC news anchor, Rick Sanchez, on the morning of September 11, 2001. It can be downloaded here. We have a link to it on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. The details contained therein seem to have slipped under the radar amidst the huge body of evidence proving controlled demolition brought down both the Twin Towers and Building 7. So we're going to play that clip after we play a clip we played a few weeks ago of a USA Today reporter on their own little TV show they have on the web, talking to another one of their anti-terror experts, saying basically the same thing. Now, understand, we were already aware of some of these reports. We had talked to firemen, police chiefs. We have police chiefs on record, fire chiefs on record, saying there were bombs, saying they were told to get out of Building 7, it was going to be blown up. We have the owner slipping up and saying that he blew it up. For those that don't know, the FBI, the CIA, Defense Intelligence, IRS, FEMA, City Command Center, State Command Center, Federal Command Center, the entire building. There were even other secret federal agencies in the building. I mean, that thing was another black hole, a black op obelisk, that 47-story building. We know about the bombs, and then we would talk to police chiefs or deputy chiefs or deputy fire chiefs, firemen, and they would say on record, look, I've been told to shut up and I'm not going to talk to you. Well, can you retract that you found bombs? Can you retract that there were bombs? I'm not going to retract anything, just leave me alone. So, sure, there's bad reportage on the day of any event. But usually there's more accurate reporting than there is later after the spin machine goes into high gear. So here's the first clip from USA Today's online TV program on the morning of 9/11. Here it is.
Joining me is Jack Kelly. Now, he is a foreign correspondent, war correspondent, and just came back from Israel. He has some information about these attacks. Jack, what can you tell us happened first in New York?
Apparently what appears to happen was that at the same time two planes hit the building, that the FBI most likely thinks that there was a car or truck packed with explosives underneath the buildings, which also exploded at the same time and brought both of them down.
Now, that's the first time we're hearing that. So two planes and explosives that were in the building, is that correct?
That is the working theory at this point. That is still unconfirmed, but that is what the FBI is
all
going
right
on at this point.
All right. Yeah. Now there's the first clip, and it's a little bit longer. You can go watch it on Folds. Here's the next clip that has been in the memory hole until one of our listeners discovered it last night. We have a big article written about it up on the websites. Let's go ahead and roll this next clip. Here it is.
Rick Sanchez has been there throughout this morning for us. Rick, tell us where you are and what the latest is.
Well, I'm in that area, if you're familiar with this area, where West Broadway and Hudson come together right at Chambers. That would put us about a block and a half away from the site of where the explosion was. That area has just been evacuated because police have found what they describe it as a suspicious device, and they fear that it might be something that could lead to another explosion. Obviously, there's a real sense of caution action here on the part of police. I spoke with some police officials moments ago, Chris, and they told me that they have reason to believe that one of the explosions at the World Trade Center, aside from the ones that may have been caused by the impact of the plane with the building, may have been caused by a van that was parked in the building that may have had some type of explosive device in it. So their fear is that there may have been explosive device planted either in the building or in the adjacent area, and that's why they're being so cautious.
Now, the spin within the spin is, I've been involved on national radio in big debates with, you know, former 2020 executives, 2020 producers, like Lance and other people, and they won't even deny now that Building 7 was blown up with bombs. Scientific fact, we have the squibs or the ejection ports, the key blast points going off, literally, what is it? Like, let me count them up. It's like 15 different separate firefighter tape and police reports. We have the reporter standing down at the bottom of the building when the blast blows out the bottom floor. And then that was the central column. Then the other blasts start going off. Perfect demolition, controlled demolition. And then it falls into a neat little pile, not damaging two buildings 30 feet away on each side. I've been there, folks. It's unbelievable how much precision. I mean, the Las Vegas implosions aren't even this precise. It takes weeks to do it. So for the claim that cars were there, truck bombs were there, we don't know what the truth is, but we know that only bombs could do that, and there were controlled demolitions on those pillars, on those columns. I don't know if there were third devices or fourth devices or separate operations. It sounds like globalist MO. We saw this in Oklahoma City, where clearly there's an ammonium nitrate truck bomb that goes off just seconds after, and we have the seismographs, the police, the firefighters, BATF on the ground admitting it. On record, I've interviewed the cops, and you know, BATF runs up in full bomb gear 5 seconds after the blast, just immediately, and they say, why weren't you in the building? Oh, we got a call not to be there. But we know that they had a secondary device outside as the decoy, as the diversion, and we know that a criminal black op group of feds was inside, and we even have got video of these people. That's been in some films out there who were videotaped coming out of the building. And then we have outside the decoys, we have McVeigh and then these Iraqis who were CIA minions, CIA operatives, CIA assets who had been brought in and trained in the 80s and brought in by Bush Sr. and Clinton in the early 90s. And they're all over the country, 5,000 of them ready to launch terror attacks the instant your loving president gives the order. And they're well taken care of. They're living in lavish homes, driving lavish vehicles with lavish expense accounts. And you want an Arab terror army? Yeah, don't think the globalists are down and out, folks. Don't think we've got them down for the count. No, 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 no. Got to stomp them. Got to stomp them a whole bunch, because any day now they can activate these boys. And it's not going to look good. Or they can activate their other black ops squads, mainly European teams they've got in here, and Israeli teams. They can activate those teams, and then they can have Arabs dancing around at the scenes. Or they can have a militia dancing around at the scenes. They can have whatever they want to run these black ops. By the way, the U.S. government, admittedly Northwoods, admittedly USS Liberty, admittedly Gulf of Tonkin, and over 130 bombings, admittedly, in the NATO option, the Salvadoran option, and the public knows it as Operation Gladio. And just publicly declassified, publicly admitted, blowing up school buses, shooting children, bombing schools. That's their favorite. Gets you real angry. Kind of like Northwood says, killing young people really gets folks upset. It's kind of like that Republican memo that just came out in some of the Washington papers, National News Blackout on it, where they said that a casualty list, a huge terror attack, would really get you motivated, and that then your fear could be directed. Again, we have their own admissions. Do you understand that? This is not our opinion. But regardless, I have no doubt there were truck bombs. I have no doubt there weren't wheels within wheels, fallbacks, patsies upon patsies upon patsies upon patsies upon patsies. In fact, I know in my guts the feds had a nuke in that city. In case they got exposed, they would have detonated that if something would have gone bad during the op. But as we know, they did a pretty good job. They killed a lot of people.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
From the intel I've gotten from police, firefighters, and others who won't even come on this show, but who have been on the record in years past about truck bombs, about finding explosives, clearly there were truck bombs in place. Clearly there were diversionary explosions. There were all sorts of explosions going off that day in the street, around the buildings, after Tower 1 and 2 had collapsed. A lot of bizarre stuff. going on. But that's just classic CIA slash NSA slash chaos. That's who we're really dealing with. We want to get right down to comic book terms. These criminal groups above our own government that manipulate and control it. You know, George Norrie always points out when I say the government, and he goes, well, don't you mean elements of it? And he's absolutely right. When I get up here and I say the government, I mean criminal elements. I mean very small compartmentalized groups. But the problem is that those criminalized groups are at the very top in every case. And so the average person in the government goes, I'm just out looking for bank robbers. I'm just out looking for money launderers. I'm just out looking for people that are, you know, kidnapping children, or I'm out looking for the average cop looking for somebody who's stealing cars. Why are you calling me evil? Again, the program, the social engineering, the societal direction, admittedly, is to control us and enslave us. It's not debatable. That is the stated goals. I have Department of Education documents, and I can have the former number two head of policy, number two in the entire agency, head of policy, on the show to tell you about the documents. I can have, you know, chief economist from Reagan administration on. I can have chief economist from the Bush, current Bush administration on, who's gone public and is saying it's clearly an inside job on 9/11. I can, any claim we make, we can back it up with the documents in triplicate from 14 different angles, literally, or more, and up one side and down the other, and then we can provide you insiders. People always say, well, something this big, you know, 9/11, why insiders would blow the whistle, why people would go public. I talked to him over the phone. I can't get him on the show. He did give one interview to the local San Jose Mercury News. A month after 9/11, he was a colonel, the head of the Defense Language School at Monterey. And he said, I trained Adam. I trained some of the other hijackers. These men are U.S. assets. The government was behind these attacks. Remember, they were going to court-martial him, but then they dropped it. Can you imagine him, the head of the Defense Language School, the dean, marching in with the evidence? He was, and I called him up, and it was even worse than what was in the paper. I'll try to get him back on now. It was even worse than what the paper had watered down what the colonel had said. The dean of the Defense Language School, who said he personally was the head of many classes where he was forced to train the supposed hijackers, who were high-level black op U.S. government operators. Super secret. And that much is confirmed. I mean, I got MSNBC. I'm getting off at 9/11, folks. Remember in years past where I do three-hour shows and wouldn't take a single call and wouldn't slow down? I would have like 10 giant four-inch thick folders just going through prior knowledge, involvement, Bin Laden being a CIA asset, bombs in the buildings. I would go through just. I could have an entire college course. You could have a four-year course on 9/11 and still not know it all. It is just, you cannot pull something off that big and not get caught. And you know what? They have been caught. Absolutely. I agree. You can't do something this big. Something this big, you can't keep secret. You can just count on the people to be gullible. Listen, Hitler killed a whole bunch of people. He killed millions of Germans and millions of Gypsies and millions of Poles and millions of Jews. Millions. That's not debatable. 50 million people died in World War II. It was a bloodbath. Joe Stalin, before and after World War II, killed 50 mil himself. But in Nazi Germany, most Germans, it wasn't that they didn't know something was going on. They chose not to see it. They chose not to see it. And that's exactly what you got a choice. Choose sides. Pick a side. Are you with us? Because you know in your guts and you know in your soul and you know deep down in your intellect, you're not as stupid as you think you are. You're smart. You just chosen not to be informed. You've chosen to be an expert on things that don't matter. Become an expert on things that do matter. Right now listening, police officers, lawyers, judges, auto mechanics, school teachers, liberals, conservatives, bug-eyed yuppies, right now, listen to me, you know in your gut, you know without a shadow of a doubt, seriously, look yourself in the mirror, you're at a red light right now, pull down that blind. Look yourself in the eyes. You know I'm right. You know it's true, don't you?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Let me just cruise through some of the news and we'll go to your calls. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. We got a few others out there in our little flagship armada in the fight against the New World Order, like ArnoldExposed.com and JonesReport.com, which themselves are occasionally updated, but those four sites I mentioned earlier are updated multiple times daily. Even InfoWars.com gets updated multiple times daily now. And so we're quite proud of the team we've got and what we're doing here. Speaking of that team, we have beefed up what we're doing. We are intensifying the fight. We're putting out more special video reports on the web, more weekly TV reports, now jacked up to 3 on average a week. Special little vignettes we do. Other special reports that are topic and time sensitive, like weather control, like occult symbols and corporate logos, from Starbucks to Texaco. And if you go to prisonplanet.tv, there is every documentary I've made, 13 of them. And I guess if you count the remaster, re-edit, upgrade of Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, really I've done 14 films. There are hundreds of my weekly TV reports, dozens and dozens and dozens of special reports that aren't even on the TV show or in films. Dozens, I don't know, it's like 20-something other documentaries we've been authorized to post by other filmmakers there at PrisonPlanet.tv. My book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. And a month before my new film, The Order of Death, was available on DVD and VHS, which it is now available, it was on PrisonPlanet.tv. That's my promise. Always 2 weeks before you can get it on VHS or DVD, before it's available, before you can even buy it on the shopping cart, it'll be up there at PrisonPlanet.tv. A month before, about 3 weeks before, Martial Law was available on DVD. My new miniseries film, it was available to PrisonPlanet.tv members. And, folks, it is 15 cents a day. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions until January 1st. We have the holiday Christmas special. And I don't know, what is it normally? $54 for a year. And doing that, you get 3 months free. Well, now you get it for $39. So what is that, 5 months or more free when you get a yearly subscription? You save a lot of money. And give them as gifts. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member and you enjoy it and you find it informative and you like being able to go up to the website and burn copies of all my films to DVD or to CD and give them to people, if you found that that's a very effective tool to wake folks up, if you want to share that with your neighbors, share that with your friends and family, and then go up there to the website, create your own interesting passcode, and put that in a card, a physical card, or put that in a Christmas card email, and send that to your nephew. Send that to your grandmother who's on the computer. Send that to your husband who, say, works in Japan or in Germany or in Mexico. Give the gift of information and know that while you do that, you're making our operation float. You are putting gas in our fighter bombers' tanks. And that's what we are, folks. We are fighter bombers. We are bombing enemy propaganda. We are smashing them with the truth. We are engaging in guerrilla sabotage. And again, the truth is so much more powerful than lies. We're a lot smaller. But we have brought down so many of their operations. We have just laid waste to these criminals. And we haven't even begun. Because we know it's about survival here at InfoWars. We know that this is for all the marbles. We know our civilization is under attack. We know a new dark age is upon us, and that we've got precious little time to turn this around. We are highly motivated. So please join PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or if you want hard copies of any of the 14 films I've made, and you get two of them, the new film, The Order of Death, combined with Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on one DVD or one VHS for $24.95, each additional copy $9.95 to give as a gift to your friends and family. We've got deals on Martial Law. We've got deals on Road to Tyranny. We've got a bunch of big specials. Go to InfoWars.com. Peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. There's nothing like the high-quality mainline DVDs to give us gifts, and it also is vital to what we do. So InfoWars.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. There's all these mainline establishment types who are legends in their own minds. There's all these people that still don't understand what's happened in this country. They still don't understand. They don't even look at their own polls that show that we're winning. They don't realize that there is a peaceful revolution of informational war taking place, that their crimes are being exposed at an exponential rate. Let's push it over the edge while they're still blind to what's happening, while they're still sucking their thumbs, while their minions are still basking in the Maui sun. Let's expose them now. Let's rush the gates now. Let's spread the word now before they carry out the next terror attack and before we go to the next level, which is open martial law, which you've openly heard them pushing. You see, that's another big problem that the globalists have, is that everything we've talked about, everything we've written about, everything we've covered has come true exactly as we said it would. And how did we know? How did I know 5 years ago they'd openly be saying we all need microchips because it's cool and because it keeps us safe from terrorists? I was laughed at. Not now. How did we know they'd carry out terror attacks in the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset bin Laden? Because we know. We've studied the facts. How did we know that that Iraq would be a total failure and that they would pose and say that they'd failed and then bring in later foreign troops? How do we know they use natural disasters to bring foreign troops into America to set that precedent and then ratchet it up next time? Because it's all in policy reports. It's all in documents. And please don't email me and say, where are the documents? We post them every day. You go read them. Go look at them. When you see some 500-page PDF file from PNAC or from RAND Corporation or from the Naval War College or from any of these groups, from the IMF, from the World Bank, when you see that there, don't just, I'm not going to read it. Go read it. Do what we do. Know it. Hear them call you slaves. Hear them call you stupid. Hear them talk about how they're going to take everything you've got. I dare the people out there that want to make fun of this show, people want to make little smirking jokes about it. Your enemy is not your friend. Your enemy, just because they give you a bunch of sophistry and soft soap pap about how they love you and about how they're taking care of you and about how you're part of the system and you're part of the power grid because you're a little bureaucrat, you need to go read exactly what they say about you. And then you think about this social engineering we're under. The 9/11 Commission final 911 report warns of danger ahead. In a scathing final report, the 911 Commission investigating the September 11, 2001 attacks says the United States wasn't ready then and isn't ready now. And they go on to criticize in the, quote, bipartisan body. See, this article out of CBC is how they're bipartisan. They're good. They're independent. It's like saying Heinrich Himmler and Hermann Göring were in a bipartisan panel, and they supported the Führer's program for living space. How do you say it? Lebensraum, or however, I don't know. The commission recommended both sweeping and specific reforms. National ID cards, Patriot Act II, total control. The commission, the day they were formed by George Bush, literally appointing a commission, every one of them in business with Lockheed Martin or Carlyle Group or Bechtel, every one of them. I mean, some of them clearly involved in running 9/11. And we've got whole shows on that. And they call it, it's like when Janet Reno appointed Senator Dan Burton to investigate her. And it was run by her office with her two deputies assisting him, and he was the old whitewash man for 20 years. It's like they always appoint Specter, who was the guy who was a staffer on the Warren Commission back in the mid-60s, saying magic bullets shoot through two people, four bones, metal, and a seat, and don't even deform. Just totally ridiculous for anybody that's ever shot bullets into things and dug them out, as I've done hundreds of times, being somewhat of an aficionado on such things. The point is that it's insane. And again, this is how they create false paradigms. This is the most simple, easy-to-understand example. They know that the human mind wants choices. They know then that they will say, okay, you've got a choice. We're either going to cut your head off, your arms, and your legs off. That's what the 9/11 Commission wants. Or Bush will just cut your head off. And see, that then makes Bush sound reasonable, just wanting to cut your head off. Of course, it's not going to matter if they cut your arms and legs off after they've cut your head off. In fact, they complain at Bush for not getting things passed that have already passed. But then leverage it and then push for even more stuff that that's now Bush is proposing and having trouble ramming through. So they're nothing but a salve, nothing but a, well, the Blue Ribbon Commission says exactly what Bush wants he should get. And they're independent. They're bipartisan. So they move way over on the extreme end of the spectrum, total martial law. And then Bush is just a fraction off of that. And then they are at the dead polar center of martial law, in the center of it, black hole. I'm kind of stuck on that word today. It is a black hole of tyranny. And then he can get aid and comfort from that and go, well, look, even the bipartisan independent commission wants what I want. And the average person reads this and goes, well, they're a bipartisan independent commission because it says so. It's just all lies. And it just goes on from page after page about how wonderful all this is. And here's another Senate panel backs again forced inoculation and total liability protection for the vaccine makers. Here's another one. Poll shows divide on questions of torture. This is the Washington Post. Deception number one. And literally, I read this article this morning, and there are, I've got 15 notes written here, and I can't cover them all. For the website, I wrote three comments. It took me about 60 seconds. It's all I had time to do. You'll see a lot of comments on a lot of the stories. I write some. Slick Eisen writes some. The Waddies write some. My wife writes some. But on this, I made a few comments. But see if you can pick out the other 12 lies in here. And they're clearly more than that. And really more than lies, they're spin. Or their misrepresentations, or they're lying by omission. Now listen, poll shows divide on question of torture. Now, a divide classically is seen as a 50-50 split. Divide in its modern semantical connotation, in the mental lexicon, that word, which is a symbol, is recognized by the cerebral cortex as a divide or a canyon with an equal divide, a separation. Deception number one, over two-thirds are against the torture in the eight countries poll. Then there's lies in here about how Mexico's our ally. They are not our ally. There are so many. Perhaps we should just cancel all the gas and spend all day on this one article and cover the 15 lies. Listen to this. People in eight countries that are American allies don't want the United States conducting secret interrogations of terror suspects on their soil, an AP poll found. Oh, but see, there's the deception. They claim that there is another level of divide because the majority of the foreigners don't like it, but Americans do. But then you find in polls here, it is a majority that don't like torture. And, of course, there's another schizophrenia there. The people that are for torture here all hate Saddam because he allegedly, and of course he did, he was our boy, torture. So it's bad when he tortures, but good when we torture. But at the same time, they're against torture, even though the next day they're for torture. Double thing. Mental illness. Anxiety about recent reports of secret prisons run by the CIA in Eastern Europe has been highlighted. Anxiety about recent reports. We still don't call it allegations. Last week it was allegations. Has in your own Washington Post, they have the CIA section chief, CIA section chief, months after 9/11, saying they were torturing people and their children in foreign countries. And the Post isn't dumb. They know how to do a Google search or a LexisNexis. Anxiety about recent reports of secret prisons run by the CIA in Eastern Europe have been highlighted by an ongoing debate on the use of torture. The poll found Americans and residents of many of the allied countries divided on the question of torture, with about as many saying it's okay in some cases as those saying it should never be used. Yeah, here they'll go, if the guy's got a nuclear bomb strapped to a city and he won't tell you where it is, can you torture him? You know, that one in a billion reasons, and they use that to get us to accept it. They crack the ice. They crack the shell. And then, next month, should we torture small children in front of their parents? Yes, yes, yes. Should we rape women? Yes, yes, yes. If it stops Al-Qaeda. See, and then your journey towards being a Nazi prison guard is complete. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who was traveling in Europe this week, said Monday the United States is following all laws and treaties on the treatment of terrorism suspects and has shared intelligence with its allies that has helped protect European countries from attack and saving European lives. So you know, torture has saved you. See, there's the message. We don't torture, but we're blocking a Senate law that would ban torture, and we'll send people to prison that openly follow our orders to torture. But Saddam's bad, and we're going to call witnesses in that they hooked electrodes to people and shocked them, but we're doing it, and it's good. Okay. Like other U.S. officials, Rice has refused to answer the underlying question of whether the CIA operated secret Soviet-era prisons in Eastern Europe and whether CIA flights arrived in Al-Qaeda prisoners. Well, wait, you mean alleged Al-Qaeda. If they're real Al-Qaeda, they get paid in gold and dropped off by the U.S. government. That's public. What, I mean, through European airports, she said the U.S. will use every lawful weapon to defeat these terrorists. Well, what does that mean? And it says about two-thirds of people living in Canada, Mexico, South Korea, and Spain said they would oppose allowing the U.S. to secretly interrogate terror suspects in their countries. Almost that many in Britain, France, Germany, and Italy said they feel the same way. Almost two-thirds of the United States support such interrogations in the U.S. by their own government. And they don't even cite that poll. I don't believe that. I've seen polls where 55-60% are against it. I mean, is there some poll I don't know of where they... Well, yeah, I guess there are polls I've seen where it's not that many, but it is a slight majority when they say, if he's got a bomb and he's going to release it and they're going to kill children, should they use pressure to get it? And, of course, the stupid milquetoast American doesn't know that torture never works, you can't trust a government that tortures, and you can't trust the data that comes from torture. But facts don't get in the way. Doesn't matter if former CIA directors go public and say it's a shame and doesn't work. Torture's only good for getting fake confessions. Torture was used by the Nazis, the Soviets, and every other evil group you can shake a stick at.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We don't need no education.
Gentlemen, keep it rolling. You really do need to build a wall against their propaganda, enemy transmissions, but you need turrets, parapets. You need to be able to look out at the enemy transmissions and use them to spur you towards fighting them even more. You need to become conscious and aware of their different criminal activities and their predatory view on you and your family. And they all see us as children to be brainwashed and brain damaged by their programs of control. That needs to come to an end. All right, let's just blast through your phone calls, and I'll hold our guest off a little bit into the next hour so we can try to get to all of you. I'm going to move quickly. Kenneth in Louisiana, go ahead. You're up first. Welcome.
Yes, Alex. I have a Sirius satellite radio, and they have DBC, and they've been covering what you've been covering about the shadow government op. United States and Russia, bringing people to torture camp. And one thing I like about BBC, they'll tell you they're a little bit more in depth. For instance, when the statue of Saddam Hussein fell, Fox News would say, "Look, all the good people cheering," while BBC would tell you, "Look, all the socialists cheering." And I want to give BBC a little plug on that.
And by the way, our media knew who it was, knew it was Chalabi leading a group of 25 of his armed mercenaries, pulling it down. And the point is, I'm no fan of Saddam, but don't stage something with a guy who was going to become president. I mean, there's the guy who was to be president. Everybody knows who he is. To the Iraqis on TV, it would be like watching George Bush cut down the statue. But here they just said, look at these locals. I mean, just knowing how dumb we are, the average American won't even know, oh, look, that's Chalabi's men.
Yeah, well, the average American doesn't think. They're intellectually probably not too bright. I was arguing with a church person not too long ago, and he was saying there's no such thing as a conspiracy. All men are created equal and think the same. And Jesus called people serpents and goats and sheep, so and dogs. So
well, why are there hundreds of thousands of charges of conspiracy a year? No, I know. They've actually brainwashed the public where the government can do no wrong, cannot engage in a conspiracy. Big secret organizations, the first thing to always conspire. Oh, no, it's impossible. But then, oh, yes, the bank robbers, they did conspire.
Yeah. You mentioned a lot about the neocons and the modern evangelicals, I think it's even worse.
Sir, they're openly saying, take microchips, world government's good, China's good, we're going to have, Jesus will soon be among us, we'll worship him as our world leader. I'm not joking.
Yeah, they promote a lot of democracy, and I don't know where they get permission from Jesus Christ to do that, but there's an old slogan, it goes like this, where God's law is absent, the devil is present, and it seems like that's very true.
Good to hear from you, my friend. Take care. No, I mean, I'm scared to tell people to go to church because I'm afraid they'll go to one of these New World Order churches. But again, if you're the devil, what are you going to take over first? I mean, you take over the church, you got it made. And that's all Christ did was rebuke the church. But nowadays, oh no, the church is perfect too. It's fine. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introduce...